Does Chambers change their offense any that you've seen those so far?
He's added a playmaker to their offense without question. He's been a guy that the quarterback feels confident in on a short, on short notice, and been very effective. As statistically, obviously, that shows. But also, just watching the game, even watching the game Sunday, it was clear that he was part of the plan early in the game and did an outstanding job. So I think what the change is that they've added another playmaker to their offense.
In the same vein, what about Jamaal Charles? Seems like he just brings a different dimension than they had before.
He's an outstanding player. He really is. He runs hard. He obviously runs fast. But he's a playmaker, and he's somebody that everybody that's played him so far, including us, and down the road is going to have to pay close attention to, because he's done some very good things, not just on offense, but obviously in the kicking game. He has some real production, whether it's covering a kick or even running with the ball. So he's a very good football player. They're fortunate to have him. He's a good player.
Have you? I'm sorry, I should have looked this up before. Have you been? How many times have you been to Arrowhead as a coach? I'm guessing a few.
Well, the 6 years I was here back when, so those times for sure. I know that I went there when I was at the Giants and the Niners and someplace else. So I would say I've probably been there around 10 times.
Okay, so you know it pretty well. What is it about that place that makes it? It just seems like such a difficult venue to play in. I mean, what is it about everybody going in Arrowhead and struggling?
I think it's pretty simple. It's fan participation. The fans there, I think the two places that stand out in my mind the most are Kansas City and Seattle. The fan participation and the 12th man, so to speak, as they call it, is really a true factor as far as the noise they make. It's evident in the opponent's offense's ability to, get the snaps and all those kinds of things, but it's just it's a very energetic atmosphere that they play in at home. But it's all fan driven now. They do a great job. Whoever sets up the music and everything they do pre-game, during the game, halftime, I mean, they don't let the fans sit on their hands and do nothing. They've got them roaring and cheering, and they got some four-wheeler that runs around with a crazy fool on it, and they just energize everybody. So they do a great job.
Mike, you've been, Josh has gotten a little bit of heat for, the NFL Network thing, the expletive, whatever. You've been mic'd up before a lot as a head coach. Is there any kind of rules on the sideline? Are you aware when you're mic'd up? Is there some etiquette on the sideline? You got to watch yourself? How does that go for a head, especially for a head coach?
You know, guys, it's not my place to comment on a head coach's thing. I'd rather just say it's not my area.
Were you aware? I remember watching that special when you were mic'd up against the Baltimore game.
Yeah, I was mic'd as a head coach a few times, yes. But again, I'd rather not comment on it. It's really not my area, okay? I think it's safer to say that. Yes, I've been there, done that, but at this time, that's not my area.
Okay. Mike, how would you grade Champ at this point?
Well, I think Champ's done outstanding. We've put him on some very difficult receivers week in and week out. Some weeks we match him up, and some weeks we don't, based on who we're playing. But that's just a game plan thing, so I'm not going to divulge what we are going to do. But anyhow, I think he's played very well. He's helped us and allowed us to do some things defensively that he's had to do some tough jobs so that somebody else could do something else, whether that be blitz or something like that. But even when Champ may not be making a play, Champ might be helping someone else to make a play. So he's been very valuable to us. And Champ's really a joy and a pleasure to coach, because he's very mature. He wants to win. That's his number one thing. And he's a very good player, very accountable to do his job. I would say probably the number one thing is that he's very accountable to do his job. Is he 100%? No, but no one is. But he's one of the guys that you can count on, that you say, look, I need you to do this at this time. You can count on him. So like I said, whether his plays go noticed or unnoticed, or whether he's made a play or not, he may have been very important in what we were able to do, just because of what he was taken away from the opponent for us.
Obviously my charts are informal, but I'm curious if you think people have gone after him or at him more this year than what you watched in the past.
I couldn't answer it to see what they've done most recently, so I don't know that. You talking about Champ?
Yeah.
You know, I can't answer it. I know this. We've put him in a lot of situations where he's, like I said, if somebody wants to feed the ball to their best guy, in some cases, whether it's San Diego's Jackson, you know, they're going to feed the ball to Jackson, whether Champ's covering or you're covering him. I mean, they're going to try to feed him the ball. So he's going to win some of those. He's going to lose a couple. But I'd take, you know, I'll take my, you know, I'll put my money on Champ. He does a very good job. So there's been times he might have, you know, he's shown up on some things. But again, it's, he doesn't have, we don't make his job light. We don't try to protect him. He's somebody that we'll put out there and, you know, and he's got to hold up for us.
Jackson might be a little more open against me. I don't know.
You and me both.
Mike, did Brian Dawkins' performance last Thursday pop out on film as much as it seemed? I mean, just watching it live, it seemed like he was just flying around everywhere.
Yeah, I was listening to NFL Network the other day coming in, and some Philly fan had called in, it was Sirius Radio, but some Philly fan had called in, and first thing out of his mouth was how Brian Dawkins obviously, Philly fans hate the Giants, but his handoff, Brian Dawkins, single-handedly had whipped the New York Giants. I thought that was pretty good. But Brian's been very valuable to us. There's no question. His leadership, his football playing, things he's done on and off the field, in the locker room. He's as much a part of this team's success as anyone individual is.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
All right, thank you.